You've probably heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Have you heard that phrase? Hillary Clinton actually wrote a book with that title. It's an African phrase, and it's very true, isn't it, that for every single one of us, we needed to grow up in a family, of course, but we needed a community to be part of, which would shape us as well. And there's a third thing, actually, we all need a culture to grow up in. We've all grown up, I think, most of us anyway, have grown up in a British culture, and we have been shaped by that. It doesn't actually force us into a particular mould, but it does shape the way we think, the way we behave, and what we do and what we say. And we need to understand that. And it's particularly come to me this week as we're going to be interviewing for a new head teacher for our school, to think about how our children are actually moulded by the community in which they live. And I believe we all have a responsibility to be part of that for the generations to come. And also to actually continue to reflect on the culture in which we've grown up and hopefully which we are passing on to future generations. It was true for Jesus. One of the things that really makes sense to me about Jesus being holy man and holy God is that he wasn't just born into in the same way that we were. He actually grew up the same way. He grew up in a family that went off and lived in a community in this town of Nazareth. And he was part of this culture, this Jewish culture, which had been forged over the centuries. Those are the things that I believe God put together for his son. Now those things, if you like, produced the perfect human being. We know that Jesus is the only perfect human being who ever lived. Each of those things had flaws, as we can see quite clearly from the Bible. The Jewish culture had some very serious flaws, as Jesus discovered as he grew up. The community of Nazareth, do you remember, if you read about this later on in the Gospels, actually rejected Jesus when he came back there as an adult. It says they almost threw him off a cliff because they were so enraged by his authority. And even his family were not perfect. And we tend to hold Mary up, and she was an amazing lady, but there were some problems. And we know that Jesus' brothers didn't believe in him in his time on earth. So it's not that God is looking for perfection in our families or in our communities or in our cultures, but we still have a responsibility, each of us, to make sure we do what we can to make those things, our families, our communities and our cultures, as good as possible for the children to come. And of course it's been quite clear to me this week as we're looking forward to Thursday, when we were going to be interviewing some candidates for a new head teacher. And reflecting back on the years at the moment, so the years that I've been here, Mr. Brown is a fantastic head teacher. I mean, he has his flaws, which I'm sure he would acknowledge, but he is a wonderful head teacher. And to replace him is going to be very difficult, because the culture, the community in that school is really very good. And it's something we all want to preserve and perhaps to grow, to ensure that every child that comes into that school does receive a lot from that environment of being part of that school. And we have this example of Jesus in his growing up as a kind of model for us as we think about our own responsibilities in our families, in our communities, in our culture. Our culture, if I could just speak about that for a bit, we can kind of compare that with the Jewish culture. Our culture, our British culture, has actually been forged by the fact that it's based on Christian values. It's based on actually the Christian faith having a much higher profile in the past. And I think all of us have a responsibility to help our fellow citizens realise that the things we take for granted, the things that we hold dear, haven't just come out of the air. They're not just something that the British nation has invented, but they do actually come from the past, where we had a better grasp as a society of the values that come out of the gospel. For example, one of the things that's very important to us is truth. Have you seen in the news that an MP goes to jail because she lied about a speeding fine, something that she would only have to pay a few pounds for, but because she actually lied about it, she's going to jail. And that kind of indicates how important truth is to us. But that isn't necessarily true in all societies, in all cultures. And we only have to look back at the example of the 20th century to see two cultures that were based on, like, on atheism rather than on a faith, fascism and communism, to see what life is like if you don't have a foundation that comes from faith in a loving God. So we need to, as individuals, to keep saying to people, to help them to realize that in abandoning having the Christian faith at the center of our society, we probably are storing up problems for future generations that are very hard to see at this stage, set by that drift away from what we know is right and what is good and what is compassionate into this much more individualistic approach that we find today. So do pray for us on Thursday that as we interview the candidates, that God will actually guide us to know what's on his heart for Ashton Primary School. Because I know he does have a heart for that school, and that the wonderful things that happen there are not just as a result of good people coming together, but actually we can see the guiding hand of God on what's going on in that school. And we know for our community that the school is extremely important for us, for the cohesion of our community. And it's really sad in many ways, isn't it, that society doesn't allow the community to have more influence on our children. Again, in our very individualistic society, beyond the school, it's difficult for the community to have that much influence on our children. But I believe we need to keep praying and to seeking ways in which we can actually contribute to the development of the children of our village. We do have a responsibility there that God has given us. So as we remember and we realise that God himself put his son into a family, into a community, and into a culture, and that each of us have had that for ourselves, we need to think about our children, and we'll pray for them in a minute, that each of them may experience something of what I think we hold value in our experience as we grew up, and recognize that it does come from the Christian gospel. Amen.